This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with the Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, yesterday and conveyed Eid greetings to him and the people of Qatar. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said he reiterated that India stands in solidarity with Qatar and strongly condemns the attacks on the region's energy infrastructure. He expressed gratitude for the care and support provided to the Indian community and hope for peace and stability to prevail in the region. Mr. Modi added that both India and Qatar stand for safe and free navigation through the Strait of Hormuz. India has expressed concern at the recent attacks on energy installations across the Gulf region, terming them deeply disturbing. In response to media queries regarding attacks against energy infrastructure in the Gulf region, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the attacks risk further destabilizing an already uncertain global energy scenario. Mr. Jaiswal said that such attacks are unacceptable and need to cease. Briefing media in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson said that energy supply remains a major concern, with shipping routes also being impacted. He said LPG availability is under watch, adding that the government is prioritizing domestic consumers while actively working to diversify energy sources. Mr. Jaiswal said global leaders are in constant touch over the evolving situation in West Asia, and India has clearly conveyed its position on the issue. He added that energy assistance has been sought by neighboring countries including Bangladesh, Sri Lanka and the Maldives.
Shipping routes have been impacted. Supply of LPG is a matter of concern. Therefore, we are prioritizing domestic consumption, domestic consumers first. Their needs will be taken care of. We are also trying to diversify our sources, looking for LPG supply from other parts of the world. And we'll do our best to secure our energy security needs.
Britain, France, Germany, Italy, Netherlands and Japan have agreed to join appropriate efforts to ensure safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz and said that they would take steps to stabilise energy markets. In a joint statement issued by UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer's office, leaders of these countries are also condemned the attacks by Iran and urged it to halt its actions immediately. They called on Iran to cease immediately its threats, laying of mines, drone and missile attacks, and other attempts to block the strait to commercial shipping. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the newly established Nand Kishore Somani Oncology Block at the Ramakrishna Mission Sevashram Hospital at Vrindavan in Uttar Pradesh today. The President is on a three-day visit to Uttar Pradesh from yesterday. Last evening, President Murmu visited the ISKCON Temple and Prem Mandir and performed the Aarti. The Chief Electoral Officer, Ratan Yug Helkar, announced that nomination papers of the candidates for the assembly elections will not be accepted on holidays. The nominations can be filed till 23rd of this month. Scrutiny will be held on 24th. Nominations can be withdrawn until the 26th. The assembly elections in Kerala, Puducherry and Assam will be held on April 9, while the counting of votes will take place on May 4th. In a major breakthrough, 11 senior Maoists have surrendered before police and CRPF in Gadchiroli district of Maharashtra. The group includes Maoists holding key positions such as divisional committee members, area committee secretaries, commanders and area committee members. Surrendered Maoists were carrying a collective bounty of 68 lakh rupees. In Jammu and Kashmir, despite rain and bitter chill, thousands of devotees trekked along the serpentine path to the cave shrine of Mata Vaishno Devi atop the Trikuta Hills on Riyasi district on the first day of Navratri yesterday to pay obeisance to the deity. Riyasi district witnessed a huge rush of pilgrims with around 15,000 devotees seeking the blessings of Mata Vaishno Devi on the first day of Chaitra Navratri. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha also paid obeisance at the revered shrine, joining thousands of devotees who thronged the cave shrine. IndiGo has issued a travel advisory for passengers in view of expected rainfall and thunderstorms over Delhi. In a social media post, the airline said that flight operations may be affected and passengers could experience delays along with slower traffic to and from the airport. And that is the end of this news bulletin.